T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cowboys COO Stephen Jones joining us now in the G-Bag Nation. It's Stephen, how are you? Happy Halloween, sir.
Happy Halloween, guys. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. It looked like a lot of the team was dressing up today. Are you in costume as we speak?
No, I'm not yet. I may dress up as something for my grandkids tonight. So get in the spirit a little bit.
I love that.
Ooh, is that more fun or scary?
I'll probably do one that's fun. Mine are probably too young for scary.
Well, Stephen, I'm going to get this one out of the way, but obviously Jerry had a quote with the Wall Street Journal that upset fans this week about choosing the oil deal rather than spending time fixing the defense. I know Dak got asked about that. Troy was asked about it as well. He said that that doesn't reflect well on the commitment to the football team. What were your thoughts on that and then the fans' reaction?
Yeah, I just, at the end of the day, I think it's taken out of context. I mean, I think what Jerry meant is he shouldn't be on a phone call. But, you know, that, as we all know, you don't spend every waking minute on the phone with trades. He spends time with your station, I think, 30 minutes a day, two times a week. And I think that was the point with the writer, is he shouldn't be on a call talking to him about the interview. But as you know, that's part of Jerry's job. He does a lot of interviews, but, we're extensively working on, as we are today, trades, and a lot of people in the mix in our organization that work through all that. But, I just think it was taken out of context. If you're asking my opinion, I mean, no one's more dedicated to working and has a passion for the game, for the Cowboys, than Jerry.
Stephen, I've been with you when you and Jerry have asked me to make calls and help in that situation, and I always appreciate the experience of doing that. I'll ask you this, and I've kind of made a prediction. I think you guys want to trade. I do think you want to do something to help your team. I don't know if the rest of the league will allow you to do what you want to do. Is that a fair question? I mean, a fair observation from my part?
Yeah. Well, it takes two to trade,
right?
And so the trade, you don't ever want to trade for the sake of just saying, hey, we made a trade.
Right.
If we can find players that make us better and the deal's right, then, we're always up for that. Jerry's got that in his blood. He likes to trade. He likes to do deals. But at the same time, we're not going to do a deal that's not in the best interest of our team. But I will say this, there's certainly interesting things that are out there as we head down to the wire, and we'll be giving those every opportunity to look at and give them good going overs. As you just said, Brian, there's a lot of people involved from our – that's why you have a pro personnel department,
right,
that are talking to other pro personnel departments, and they find their way up through Will and myself and ultimately Jerry if we really want to, roll up our sleeves and – it involves the personnel department watching all the tape again, and they show the coaches, and they have to say, hey, here's where this guy can be an upgrade from what we already have. And then, you know, obviously we're in those type of meetings if we all are on the same page that this makes us better.
Steven, a couple of weeks ago, we were kind of, we always ask you about trades and adding players and stuff. And you said, hey, teams are in that point where they still feel like that they have a chance. Are we getting closer now to teams just saying, listen, we don't have a chance, or this is the best for us. We got to move on from this guy. Are you finding that the phones are being more receptive to you, or is it still kind of what you thought maybe a couple of weeks ago when we first started these conversations with you?
You know, there's always at the competition committee level that debate. And the debate is, should we let the trade deadline go deeper into the season?
Yes, sir.
At the same time, you don't want people, you know, giving away players and changing, you know, having it really affect in a bad way the competitive nature of what everybody's done to put together a team. So there's a fine line there that you draw. But I will say the best way to say it is, thought it was real interesting today. You got the Ravens, who are a good team, 1-5. They win one game, and everybody, you know, everybody agrees they're a really good football team and are back in the mix. And so, you know, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, there's, I think, what, one or two teams that have one loss.
Yeah.
And everybody else has two or more. And so it's tight. And but at the same time, I do think a player, you know, each team looks at their own situation and makes a decision. Hey, should we go ahead and take the value, get a pick, or – should we trade a player for a player, whatever that trade may be? But there's a lot of things that go into one, and that's why ultimately trades can be very difficult to make.
Steven, last week, difficult against the Broncos, those inside three. We've been talking about it all week on their defensive line and stuff. Arizona presents some challenges as well. Kind of felt like it was unfortunate Cooper Beebe didn't play for you last week. Any kind of update? I know we got him as a full participant. Is it trending in the right direction for him against this Arizona inside three?
Yeah, he was so close last week, and just made the decision it was in his best interest and long-term best interest not to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, we fully expect him to go this week. You know, barring some setback, you know, our normal Friday practice, which is a good practice, will be Saturday, tomorrow. And, you know, that'll be the final telltale. But, you know, barring something unforeseen, I expect Cooper to play for us.
Have you ever considered throwing the headset on, getting on the sidelines like the like the Ursay lady?
I don't think so. But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what her role is, and so I shouldn't speak to it. But I do know my role, and it doesn't need to have a headset on it.
I would just love to see you tear into a referee one of these days, Steven.
You won't be seeing that.
Steven Jones with us on the Fan. Any other health updates? I know we all got nervous with Overshown yesterday leaving practice. How's he doing? Donovan Wilson, Diggs, etc.
Everything's trending in a great direction for us from a health standpoint. Dono, Hooker, you know, obviously Overshown had a little thumb issue, and if it's your thumb, it's not a little thumb issue, right? I'm sure if it were mine, I'd say that damn thing hurts.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, dislocated you know, the top part of his thumb and was able to get right back out to practice, and he's trending in a great direction to play against Vegas, and so is Rebel. He's really doing some good things out there, and obviously it'd be great to see him keep coming along, and it looks like he is, and it looks like there's a good chance you'll see him joining our roster for the Vegas game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Steven, how difficult is that then? And, you know, you've been a little bit up and down. Defensively, you've had some struggles. How difficult, though, is it? You know, I know how coaches are. They like to kind of keep players. How difficult is that to navigate bringing guys back off injured lists when coaches want to keep guys because they feel like, hey, I don't have to worry about this guy if I play him in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, Brian, and that all goes into the mix. But, you know, as you know, we've had our challenges on defense, sure. And we need, you know, we could use we can use any help at, you know, at any level. And whether it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is our third coordinator in 3 years, and Eberflus is getting to know our personnel, and the personnel is understanding what Eberflus wants. And then there's just the pure deal. That's why we're considering trades, mainly on the defensive side of the ball, of just, getting better in terms of improving your personnel. And it's nothing against the guys we have now.
Sure.
It's just if we get a chance, whether they come from PUP or IRDTR or via a trade, if we can upgrade the roster, then we'll do it.
With the lack of continuity at defensive coordinator, does that make it more likely that you'd hope that Flus would be here beyond this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's what you go into every situation. That's why you sign coaches to 3-year deals and head coaches to 5-year deals and 4-year deals. And, you know, your hope is that it all works out. And certainly that's what we hope will happen, and that the situation – you know, is going to continue to evolve, which I know it will. I mean, Coach Eberflus has been a high-end coach. He was a really top coordinator, obviously, there at Indianapolis, and to the point where it got him a head job in the NFL, which we all know is difficult. And then he had really good defenses in Chicago. So I know right now he's not satisfied with where we are. We're all have to be better as a team. All our players, all our coaches, all our executives, all ownership, everybody needs to look in the mirror and see where they can be better.
When it comes to the deadline, assuming you get a dance partner here, how important would it be to get a player with multiple years of control versus just a guy that might be here for the remainder of the season as a rental?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit that goes back to what Brian said. A lot of times people, the players they're willing to trade are the ones that that they don't have under contract, and they might be able to help us for this year. And oh, by the way, it doesn't mean that we won't sign them, re-sign them once we get them here. And, you know, players tend to want to stay here, and we feel good about our chances if they come in here and have a good experience of keeping them. But, you know, usually it's hard to get the guys who are under contract for the right number. Usually those teams want to keep those players, and it is difficult to break those guys out. So a lot of times you are looking at guys who, you know, maybe have just this year left, but, you know, that'll be part of it, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Steven, I was with you when we traded 2 ones for Joey Galloway. Are we still in that mindset of, hey, we've got these multiple ones? Are we still, if it comes to be the right type of player, are we committed to going that route again if we have to?
Yeah, I mean, you never rule anything out, Brian. Obviously, very, you know, as you see in this salary cap era, very few players are worth 2 number 1 picks. We obviously had a
right
unicorn there in Micah, who's, obviously an elite player in this league. You know, most of the time it's tied to quarterbacks. I don't know that you would see the 2 ones, that type of thing for most players. But, if a very unique situation came along and everything added up, then you never say never. But I do think there's very very, very, very few players in this league that are worth two ones.
Steven Jones with us here on The Fan. What type of challenges can it present when you have a team like the Dolphins who move on from their general manager? And if you were trying to negotiate a deal with a team like that, new GM, how does that change how things play out?
Well, every situation is different. When a GM steps down, and obviously I got nothing but respect for Chris Greer. He serves on the competition committee with me, and I just think he's outstanding. But that's tough, and get in tough situations there. I think he's been at Miami for 26 years, so I know how tough that has to be on ownership, on the decision makers to make a decision like that. But every situation is different. Sometimes people want to stand pat. Sometimes people carry on because you got a great situation in place and a great staff in place, and I'm sure Chris did, and they keep with their strategy in terms of that ownership's probably been on board with as they've talked through this trade situation, and they're going to have a guy in place that I'm sure is going to execute, and more times than not, I say they usually stick with the conversations they've been having.
What do you think about the legacy of Kyler Murray, Stephen, at AT&T Stadium? Well documented. He's never lost. I know you're a big high school football fan like we are. He kind of just elevates his game in that place.
Yeah, well, the guy's probably, one of the best high school players, to ever play, especially if you take into account winning, which, by the way, is line one for a quarterback, is winning championships. And certainly he did that at Allen. His career's unprecedented. One, to start at a school like Allen, a 6A school that's big when you're a sophomore, first of all, amazing. But he's a great competitor. His record is obviously speaks for itself, and he's a tough guy to beat when you line up against him. And have nothing but respect for him. I actually played against his father at A&M when I was in college, and he's a top-notch guy who's coached lots of quarterbacks, not just his son, but lots of great quarterbacks in Texas. And have nothing but respect for the Murray family and what they stand for.
Any chance you can give us a hint on the positions maybe you're looking at with these trades?
it's probably somewhere on defense. And at the end of the day, we're obviously looking for ways to improve that there. And we've got to continue to be more consistent and execute. And I do think we'll get better. And hopefully, there's an opportunity to improve the team between now and Tuesday.
Well, we appreciate you being gracious with your time, sir. Enjoy the night with the family. We'll catch up with you soon.
Great being on with you guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Cowboys COO Steven Jones with us here on The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.